It's a blessing to be together in the house of God. Would you please turn to Philippians 3 as we consider the fellowship of joy and suffering this morning. As a young person, I struggled with questions of conscience. Is my conscience clear enough? How can I know that I'm really okay with God? Or that God is okay with me? Or am I in fact his child for sure? When I was a teenager, a friend cited this scripture with me. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. The New King James says, therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this in mind, and if in anything ye think otherwise, God will reveal even this unto you. You see, my friend helped me to understand that if I'm open before the Lord, my troubled conscience can rest in knowing that his Spirit will show me when I get off track. You know, even though I didn't fully understand the context of this scripture, and I'm not even sure that it's the most accurate application of this scripture, it was extremely helpful for me in my younger years. And that has taken me then to look at chapter 3 in Philippians this morning. As we see our righteousness in Christ, as we see sonship, and as we see the interplay of suffering and of difficult times. Beginning in verse 1, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. And then Paul goes on to just list the amazing list of credentials that he had. And it was we could say that he was circling with the elite, and he wanted them to understand that. But in verse 7 he says, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. You see, I believe that it's possible that in the easy lifestyle we have, and you might say, well, but we have hard times, but we have to recognize that looking at the whole, we have an easy lifestyle, and we tend to kind of spiritualize verse 10. But I think for Paul, this was a physical reality. It was, and if you think about the ways that he suffered for the cause of Christ, it was a physical reality for him, and he wanted to share in Christ's sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so I think, at a minimum, it is good for us to consider how Christ has suffered on our behalf, and for us to think carefully about that, and then to be willing then to bear reproach, and to be willing then to suffer if necessary for his sake, although it is hard for me to even have that frame of reference due to my easy life. So so our desire is to become more like Jesus, and to look to Jesus as our Lord, our God, our Savior, who is all and in all for us. I invite you to turn to hymn number 568, and I will ask you, Shane, to come lead that, and you might keep your finger in 568, and we'll sing 455 first. Think about these things.
Thank you.
Make me like thee more and more, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Then he talks about the negative example that should not be followed. For many, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. They don't follow the kind of people who spend their lives in the kitchen and not in the chapel of worship. But we as Christians have a different future. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to be subject all things to himself. Yes, we have an amazing, amazing Savior. That amazing Savior has power to redeem. He has power to fill our lives with his goodness and with his grace, even as Paul said in Ephesians 1. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So what should our response be? The words of 1 John come to mind in chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. We are the children of God. That is an amazing fact, amazing wonder. He is our shepherd. He is our great high priest. And he has given us the privilege of being his children and bringing other children, our children, children around us into his kingdom. So let us consider him our shepherd and great high priest as we sing the first three stanzas of 962. And so, what a great privilege to be sons and daughters of his. And today, Jesus invites us into fellowship with himself and each other as we consider his suffering, as we share our joy and gratitude at the table of blessing. Shall we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing sacrifice of your Son, Lord Jesus, on the cross. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we cannot possibly consider or understand fully the extent of that suffering. But today, Lord Jesus, we desire to enter into that. And I just ask that you would continue to empower the reading of your word and the ministry through Brother Arlen to help us focus on you, Lord Jesus, and how we can enter into the joy that comes through the fellowship of considering your suffering together. So we just ask your divine grace and blessing to be with each one. Quiet our troubled hearts. Help us to focus on you and to seek your honor and your glory more than anything else in this service and in this time for your praise and glory through Jesus, your Son, who died for us. Amen.